in Tif, and I want to look at the Biuri Halacha. The Ramaskal Minho and Sefal of still Minho Alam Hamupashim. So the Biuri Halacha says like this, Brer Zuyesh Chiluk. Over here it depends how you're supposed to do it. Dimhem Olim Mufrodim. If the leaves already are each one is detached from the other. So then he has to take the good from the bad. If it's still a head, it's still attached. And the case would be that the outside leaves are the ones which are starting to rot. He can just take off from the roots of the mupashim ones, break them off. And the heter will be along the lines of the heter of peeling something. And that's part of the heter of peeling something, which is mutter. Okay, Sif Gimel. So we have over here a scenario of two types of foods, both which are edible, mixed together into rubus. So we already discussed this idea of Shnei Meni Oichlim before. But now we're discussing Bar Echad Me'echad U'meniach Asheni K'nei Lechol Me'yad. You can take one and leave the other one for immediate use. Okay. So what's the definition of two minim? So the Ramah, B'Shnei Meni Dogim Mikri Shnei Meni Oichlim. Two different types of fish are considered two different minim for this purpose. So if I want to take out the one fish from the other, I have to take the one that I want by hand for immediate use. Even though they're large pieces and each one is visible, so it's still considered a taruvus. We'll have to figure out what that means. But if, however, by definition, these are all one min, so there's no taruvus, so there's no berer. I'm choosing the large pieces from the small ones. They're the same min, but it's larger pieces and smaller pieces. So that's not called lomikri breira. That's not called breira just because some are larger, some are smaller, and therefore I like the larger pieces over the smaller pieces. That's not called breira. Now, afilo hayu b'shnei minim. There were two minim. So now we have a taruvus, but I'm not picking the one min from the other. I'm picking large pieces, which both minim have large pieces, and both minim have small pieces. I'm taking the large ones from the small ones. Oh, because you're not categorizing different minim. If he did the brera for later in the day, I feel the baba yom, even though it's to use it later on that same day. Okay. Mishabro, you'd be cutting your bait. Zmaniach Hasheni. Let's learn more. This is Oyster Shabbatalechel Ata Choshev Koichel, Masheni Choshev Pseudo. So the halacha puts on the desired one the status of Eichel, and the undesired one the status of Psalus. The Choshev Koichel, you're only allowed to take Eichel from Psalus. So you have to take the one that you want now, because that's the Eichel. Huniach Hasheni, Bakar, and leave the other one there, because that's the Psalus. I believe you can't do the opposite. Because then you're taking the undesired one from the ones that you want. And one the also the I feel like Israel to lechol min the sheni altar, and pselus from oichol is also even for immediate use. So you have to take the good from the bad, the desired from the undesired. So if you're doing it lechol miyad, it's mutter. So two types of fish is considered two minim, unless you do, you're taking the one that you want for immediate use. Lechol miyad, reshlam shiyver oisah shoyt to lechol miyad. You take the, you're choosing out the one that you want to use now. Well, yiver oisah shoyt to laniach l'sudacher is not that the one don't do the act of breira on the one that you do not want to use now. You want to use later, because that's for that for that for our purposes. That's called b'gara the psalus from the oichol. Okay, even though the pieces are a little bit large and each one is nicker. It's a lever. The kabakum shot was a brayrut. So then if so, why is the brayrut? Kimashena Musudaris come in with Niatsme Ella Muravan Biyachat. But since they're not distinct and they're all mixed up, so even though they're large pieces, that's still considered brayrut. So
Marvis.
So it sounds like over here, even though something is nicker, but if it's still in a state of confusion, that's still called tarubis. Very not clear getter. I tell you from my Rebbe's line of tarubis says, if it looks like a tarubis, it's a tarubis. If it doesn't look like a tarubis, it's not a tarubis. So you have to trust yourself. Okay, if it's 1 minute, I'll call Breira. In lo shiksas mihem enam tezvav. In lo shiksas mihem enam tevim, we'll call kach mer chetichas ha'achirim. Unless some are better than some are worse. For example, k'yon sh'niktuchu mikach ha'bishol, eze chetichas togim, v'arza liver oizen sh'lo yiniktuchu. So some of them got a little bit burnt in the cooking process, and some of them didn't. So you want to take the ones which are not burnt. Some are from fresh fish and some are from older fish. So then, even though it's the same species, but since there is some way one is more desirable than the other, that makes it, for this purpose, it's a problem of brera. So liver is asher right to lechol achshav, then you have to take out the one that you want to use now. So imamish olim v'boshim nisvelp. That's like the case of the leaves, which are somewhat starting to wither. Okay. Now zot mishur b'tavurim chamutzim u'masukim. If you have apples, different types of apples, some of them are sour, some of them are sweet. Nisavak b'migalim imirki min echol imloy. Do we look at all apples as one min, or do we say no that it's a permitted? But to be machmas chamitzusa in a roi lechol, if it's so sour that you can't eat it at all, have a body done in the psalus, we yesh mazem mishum irsa brera, it's definitely going to be a problem of brera. But I feel when the chol ma yirei atkak, yesh mazem irsa mirabonon. And even if it's still edible, so there would be at least an irsa drabonon involved, a brera drabonon. Dermed olam urpashim, and iskali elbis of olive, that's like the case of the leaves, which are undesirable because they're a little bit moopish. Okay, now being at Taz Machmar Philip Minakhod Shalyver Eloisa Shalakalato. If for whatever reason you're picking one out from the other, even if it's one min, you have to take what you want now. Ashika stamina barley other lineakhis lo derek braver. So in that situation where it's one min, you can use it as a div kolabal yodai. So I'm not really picking out, I'm just whatever I happen to pick up without any intent to choose something over the other. Whatever I pick up, I just put away for later. So that's not brave. That way, 1 min, there's no dinner brave. Then he goes, here's the Tosha Shabbos, the Bismayer, Chem and Moshe, etc. Medah. The Basashliya Mavushal Mikrishne Minan Linyanzeh, but roasted versus cooked meat is considered 2 minute. even though it's from the same animal, the same as everything is the same, but one, they have a totally different flavor. So that's for this purpose. This is called tuminim. Koshkein baser shal mini oifes mukhalokim, different types of birds. So the modern question is, so I understand if you have some duck and some turkey and some chicken, that's rarer. What about you have white meat and dark meat from the chicken? That's really one min, it's chicken. On the other hand, some people have extremely strong preference for the white meat over the dark meat or vice versa. So Rishon Zalman held that's considered two minim for this purpose. Rabbi Yashub held this considered one min for this purpose. Then I don't have any opinion on the matter.
So you should keep them on separate plates or something?
No, you can take what you want. You can take the good from the bad. Mm-hmm. Right? But it has to be for immediate use. You know, well, immediate use meaning that if I'm making some cold chicken platters and I want to, you know, make it for later in the day and I want to pick out the white meat and the dark meat separately, so I'd have a problem because not for me to use. Okay, and chicken is arbitrary, so you have to be careful by large meals that they would have. Different types of birds there, types of, you know, cooked meat, different birds. And you're sort of like picking out what. So you're going to eat some now and some after Shabbos, so take what you want to use now, not the opposite. This is not only by food, this issue applies by other items as well. So it applies to utensils, applies to clothing, is in a brera. You have to take what you want to use now. Well, the hip is not the opposite. So I go into my drawer is extremely organized, and I have my undershirts on one side and my underpants on the other side. That's fine. But if it's not, and I want to take out Friday night to use for Shabbos morning, that doesn't help me. That's not a lot for me to use. So I want to pick out the children's clothing for the next day. So if they really couldn't care less what they wear, there's no real brera. So then that's like one min. But you know, if the kids really, or the parent, the mother really cares exactly what the child's wearing, so there means something's desirable, something's undesirable. You have a problem with brera. You can't do it the night before. In the case of a tarubis.
This mother's heter derech achila applies even when I'm talking about rochman.
Right. Yeah. So you have a lot of things hanging and you're trying to find which is yours. So what you're doing is you're not being barer the bad from the good. You're just simply removing all the layers on top because you need to get to yours, which is beneath it. So that's not called taking the bad from the good. I'm not picking out the bad, because I'm going to put the quote unquote the bad back in a moment. I just need to get it out of the way to get to the good, what I need. That's not called burr. The same thing if I would have a platter which has multiple items on it. So you have a deli platter with multiple different items on the deli platter, and I like bologna, which is on the bottom. So I'm taking off the pastrami and the corned beef and the turkey and whatever it is to get the bologna on the bottom. So I'm not being burr the bad from the good. I'm taking what I want. I'm just removing the layers on top to get to what's beneath it.
Now
the birloch is going to say this heter only applies by shnei minim. So batsim, it's not intrinsically a pselus and a noichel. They're both really usable items. So in the case of shnei minim, when they are layered, so the second condition he adds to this thing, it's not. It's the point that there's a bottom and a top, and I need to remove the layers on top are just being removed to get to the bottom, so that's not called burr. Okay. But if a person is going to do it for later later in the day, for example, he's being buried in the morning to use after Ben Arboim, that's chai. Shmer Shachris, who are then, even if it be in the afternoon, but it was early afternoon versus late afternoon, it's the same problem. It's not just not only morning to afternoon. Okay, this is important thoughts over here in the Bir Lacha. A lot of Bir Lacha over here. Let's start with it step by step. So the first Bir Lacha I want to look at is on page 278. So far we're discussing, in case you have two minim, and one is desired, one is not desired. So we're saying that becomes like an oracle and a psalus. I mentioned to you yesterday the idea of miyun, which is categorizing things, which neither is desirable, neither is undesirable, they just want them separate. So maybe that's not called berach, because there's no oracle and there's no psalus. So that's what he deals with in this Bir Lacha. How are you lefan of? In our Prima Gadam is stopping. The Prima Gadam has the following question. I am just taking this teruvis and separating it out, so everything should be distinct, for all for later use. So neither one is an oichel, neither one is a psalus. So the Prima Gadam is not sure im shach b'zebreira. The hey oichel, the hey psalus, ayin shem. Because where's the oichel and where's the psalus? Both are equally desired or equally undesired. So that's the Prima Gadam shalom, and the Prima Gadam remains with a question. So at the Bir Lacha, when he is daiti near a poshet miloshen harambam, but to me it's clear from the Rambam, the Sirlei, the Rambam holds the Breira Masha Breira min echad min chaberoi. Like he said, who call min b'thniyatsim, just the act of taking the two min and one from the other. And now each min, whereas before it was in the taruvis, is now distinct. And therefore more usable. So etzma malacha, that's the malacha itself. So, fine. El di imdai to lechel takev hu biyodoi havi derech maichel. But if I'm doing it for immediate use, so that becomes water. But if I'm not doing for immediate use, I don't have the heter of derech achila. So then the fact that I'm taking each min and making it bifnei atzmoi, that's an act of reira. So if I have a mixture, I washed my cutlery and I didn't sort it out yet, so it's all in the basket, drying in the taruvas. So if I'm separating them out now for immediate use, right before the meal that I'm right before this meal, I'm using this cutlery for the meal, so that's not called beira. If I would do it the night before and put each one in its own separate compartment, That would be the act of miyun, each putting min in its own place, and that itself, according to the Rambam, is called breira. That's a pasha. It's a told of breira. Okay. Okay. Now, then he gets involved in the araya that the Prima Gadam brings, and he discusses the raya, which I don't want to get stuck on that. Okay, that's number one. Next Bir Lacha I want to look at is on the next page. Lechel Mayad. So this is a little more complicated Bir Lacha. Now we actually spoke about this Bir Lacha when we did the introduction to the Simen before Sukkot. We spoke about this Bir Lacha. Okay. He neighbors every Yeshua's Yaakov Hiksha Be'ikr Melechas Berer. So the Yeshua's Yaakov has a problem in Berer in general. Fil Berer Pseulis Metechachol, even in a case where there is real bona fide Pseulis, and he's taking the Pseulis from the Oichol, he says, I don't get it. My Chai. I don't understand why you're Chai. Rehu Melechas Shein Tzricha Legufa. The ray enut zarek lepsalus klal el shabur roik shel litchos hanezik meolov v'rei hu kemoitzi esemes lekavroi. So the Shulz Yaakov says, I don't understand. I take the pseudos from the Rechel. What I'm doing is I'm taking the undesired, I'm doing the act of taking something which I don't want, which in some way is affecting me negatively, and I'm removing it to be able to benefit from what's remaining. So that's like taking the mace out of the house, because I don't want the mace in the house because it's creating tumor. Which Amor says that's called malchus shenu sheikh lekufa, because I'm not really, my goal isn't to take care of the mace. My goal is to get rid of the damage, the problem, the issue that the mace is generating, the tumor in the house. I want to get rid of that. That's called enet sheikh lekufa. So I want to get rid of the problem, the fact that they have this psalus mixed into my food, which makes it not so usable. So that's malchus shenu sheikh lekufa. Materials. Therefore, the Yeshua Yaakov answers this question. Now, I want to point out the Birla does not bring this Nechanami, that the Balamor and the Ramban both actually seemed to recognize this issue, and the Ramban says that Bur is an exception. The Malach and Sila Gufa is Chayiv. It's Nechanami. It's Malach and Sila Gufa, but it's unique that even though it's Sila Gufa, it's still Chayiv anyway, even according to Rishimim. That's what the Ramban says. The Shulz Yaakov does not answer that. The Dinyan Malach is Berer who Shapselus Eino Roy Lachila. Megama Oichol Eino Roy Kol Kach Lachila Imoselus Shapesoichai. The point is that it's not that the Pselus is the issue. The problem is that the Oichol right now is not usable as is because of the Pselus. Galal Kain who Mafred a Pselus Ben Oichol. That's why he's removing the Pselus from the Oichol. Because it's a tarubis and it's one unit. So it's one unit. So this unit is not usable, and I'm making this unit more usable. So the oichel is where the problem is. The oichel is not as usable as I would like it to be. And I'm making the oichel more usable. So if you look at it, it's not, each thing is separate, so then the kasha is a good kasha. I'm doing an act in A to help B. The answer is, it's not A and B, it's A. It's all one unit. This is one unit called A. In the A, there's a subset of oichel and a subset of psalms, and the oichel is not so usable because of the psalms which is there. So this whole terubas I'm making more usable. So that's called tshikh l'gufa. So part of the reason why you need a terubas then is otherwise you're back to square one, that it's at worst it's malachas and it's yichlo gufa. Fiza dafka pselus mitoich oichel dein roi lachila klal mitchila umashele oichel ayyadeh abreira zos. Now zogt the Yeshuas Yaakov, lachara, that only makes sense to me when you're talking about a real bona fide oichel pselus. Abba b'shnei meni oichelim. So when I have two different foods, and I'm taking away the food that I don't want right now to use, so I don't get it. Because over there you can't argue, because I have a mixture of raisins and peanuts, and I'm taking out the raisins because I don't want to eat the raisins, I want to eat the peanuts. That, you know, the peanuts are sitting there and saying, "Oy vey, I'm so affected negatively by the fact that I have raisins next to me, like I'm not usable." That now you're doing a tikkun on the peanuts by removing the raisins. He feels that would not be true. So that's the malachas enes yichlo gufa. Kima shayichol zeh shereitz alechol keis roi lachila afim lo nifred oichol sheni. The peanuts are usable as is. But he doesn't want raisins right now, so that doesn't make the peanuts more usable. Okay, so the Bir Lacha is going to argue with him. So we're quoting the Ram over here, which is fine because Ram holds it in a single gufa sky. But the problem is, the paskin and the malach is the gufa spot. So we don't pass like the Rambam. So even if we do use a kli to do it, but it's not really malach. It's malach in a single gufa. So what would be rak and bur osher shechavetz lechol la'alter ubekli obiyado lachasman? If I take the peanuts, is what I want, And but I take it for later on. That's even though it's oichel from sarlus, so that's the tzricha leguf. I'm doing what I need, but I don't want to use it for now. Or I'm doing it now with a kli for what I want. So that'll be. So he says it can't be kosher. The fees that's the only case to be chayiv. So he says, so how could the Rush quote this? The Rush doesn't pass it like that. Therefore, he says in the last wide, in the last narrow line. Well, Karach Sarach Lermer, the Sirle, the Gam, Mishnei Mene Oichlim, Hamurabim, Isiapa, called me in, Al Yerei Breiris Chaber Mimenu. That which the Yishos Yaakov is assuming, that we don't look at the peanuts as being affected negatively by the fact that there's raisins which right now are undesirable, together with the peanuts, that's wrong. If I want both, then you're right. But I don't want the raisins. So as far as I'm concerned, the peanuts, by the fact that they are in close proximity to all these raisins, make them not so usable. And when I remove the raisins, I'm making the peanuts more usable. So that's called shichel gufa. Okay, and start mikra melacha shichel gufa. Okay. So now, he says, now let's talk about this idea of removing layers. He says, this only makes sense to me, Zakti Debir Alacha, that I can argue that when they're really at the Ruvis. But a case where they're layered, so it's not really the pshat is that the lower layer is yes, less usable because it has a layer, another layer on top. It has a practical issue, it has a layer on top of it. So by Shnei Mene Oichlim, which I'm creating this new Svara, that's everything is usable. But since the Maisa, it's in the state of a Terubis, that affects it negatively and makes it that it's not so usable. And when I do Breira, I'm making it more usable. That's only if it's mixed, mama's mixed together, but if it's layered. They're really mixed into each other. So each min is going to be affected positively by the act of reira of removing another min. It's in two layers. I'm just taking off the upper layer to get to the bottom layer. So that situation we cannot call it malachat shichel l'gufa. So for sure not the rice. Said the Mishnah Berurah, you know what? Not only that, it's not even a derabanan. So first of all, it's not a derice because it's not shichel l'gufa. But Yosinir Dafila is a derabanan lo shach b'zeh, and I'm going to argue not only is it not the rice, but it's not even a derabanan. And even according to the Rambam, who holds chayiv, gam ken yeh muter b'zeh. So if it's just layered, it's not really mixed together. So removing the upper layers to get to the bottom layer is not an act of brayer. Now again, he's all talking about a case where everything is an oichel. And I mean mechadish that everything is an oichel. But it's still called Breira. That Chiddush only makes sense when it's a Terubis. When it's just layered, that's not true. Now, I feel him seems to learn maybe you'll argue no. But the Hakuva that they're not really totally separate, they're layered on top of each other. That makes it Murav. And if they're Murav, now it's Shaya Breira. But still, I don't think if the machmer in a case where your goal is for later usage. By removing it, you're making it useful for later on.
Rakshar roitz al asir k'deil hagiya l'min shalamati b'menu.
That's not called berer, just removing an upper layer to get the lower layer. That's not called brera. And he compares it to the case of the Seder's Nachash, where your whole goal, it's the opposite of Seder. Seder idea is getting something over here. I'm just, I want to get the Nachash away from me. That's not called Nachash, and it's called nothing. Okay. Since over there, some people disagree. Okay, I'm not going to get involved in all that. So that's his Yisoid. So this is where the Mishnah Berurah introduces this heter of Siluk. So a person goes to a Shalom Zachar Friday night, and he puts his coat down on the bed or the couch or wherever it is, and the five people put their coats on top, and they're all black coats. And it's definitely Terubis, right? It's definitely, it's not very distinct and clear, large coats, but each, they're not distinct and clear anymore. They all look pretty much the same. I want to remove the upper five coats to get to my coat. So they're all usable things, they're all coats. I happen to want mine, right? So according to Beer Local, that's not a problem. Even though I'm taking the bad from the good, I'm taking the coats I don't want off of my coat. But that's not a problem. That's just an act of seal of removing to get to what's beneath it. Now, some people want to take from this Beer Halacha the following Halacha. So let's say I happen to only like the meat in the Shalom. I don't like the potatoes, I don't like the beans, I don't like the barley, I don't like anything else but the meat. So they serve me this Shalom, and there's some meat somewhere in the bottom, you know. So I want to... So I want, if I put my spoon down to the bottom to pull out the piece of meat, and then mail and the other stuff doesn't come out, I'm taking the good from the bad. But I want to spoon out everything else to get to the meat on the bottom. But over there, it's, you know, this case over here we're talking about, there's very nice, clear layers, etc. Just saying, but even layers, the mice, there's some elements of the terubis, you know what, if your goal is just silik, it's mutter. But that thing, unless you know Mamish, the way it's made is bedavka. Mamish sits in separate layers, and they move around. They get and they come all mixed together. That's a taruvus already. The Beer Halacha did not say this heter of siluk in a case of a real bona fide taruvus. He said in a case of layered items. So I don't think that's correct. Okay. Now. Yeah. And one other point I just want to say before we go weiter. So going back to this idea that we're saying that taking too many, the case of the cutlery and categorizing it into separate compartments is a deraisa. So the Taz mentioned this a different kolabol yoda. So some people suggest, based on the Taz, so I have a terubis of a pile of, I wash all my cutlery, I dry all the cutlery, it's a big pile, or it's in the container all mixed together. So I pull out any random item and say, oh, it's a knife, and I put it in one place, I pull out the next random item, it's a fork, I put it in a separate place. That's not called brera, because I'm not being brera. They had a kiddush, and they left over cake after the kiddush, and there's some white cake, and some carrot cake, and some chocolate cake. So I just take it from the platters, whatever it is, and I start making different set, you know, taking all the... But now the platters, not so, they're all mixed up together, because people push things around, etc. So it's a tarubis. Well, I'm just taking any piece of cake, and then putting it in the right, and now in its right place. That's the Rosh Hashem Zalman and Rabbi Yashir both said that that's not, there's no such chapter. Because at the end of the day, what you do is you do a miyun. What? Right. He says, the case of the cutlery, you have an eitzah. So if the cakes are not a taruvis, it's not a problem. A lot of times after the kiddush, everything's, you know, mushed up, etc., it becomes a taruvis. It appears as a taruvis, they're small pieces of cake. A lot of them, different things mixed together, it looks like it. So you can't start separating them out into different categories. By the cutlery, you have an eitzah. Right? So the whole heter is, if I'm picking it up with the goal of miyun, and the fact that I happen to do it randomly, that's not called random. That's called an act of mimamayin. That's how you remind anything. You pick up one item, you put it somewhere. Well, I'm doing it randomly. I'm not searching for forks. But that's the point. You're picking up X amount of things and then choosing where to put them. But if I pick it up for a valid reason, I need to dry it. Let's say you didn't dry them yet, so I need to pick up some items to dry. So now, when I pick them on my hand, that's fine. I'm allowed to pick them up to dry them. Now they're in my hands. They're not in the terubas anymore. Because in my hand, there's only one or two, there's only two items, and they're very distinct. There's a knife and a fork, so I can put the knife here and the fork there. But if the whole purpose of picking it up is in order to put it in its compartment, that's an act of miyun. The fact that I call it random doesn't change anything. But if I'm picking it up for a valid purpose, to dry it, once I do that, the fact that they're not in the terubas anymore allows me to put it wherever I want. So that is mutter. Okay, let's start Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet Barab Pselis Mitech Eichel Filibiyadu Achas is Chayiv. Person takes the bad from the good, even if he does it with one hand. We'll see what the chiddush of one hand is. But even if he does it by hand as opposed to a kli, so if it's the bad from the good, he's Chayiv. Hagafilo Eichel Maruba. So we're going to see by Yom Tov, the halacha is that in a case where the oichel is meruba, so barer is mutter on Yom Tov, but we say that on Yom Tov we should do the lesser, the easier act. So in a case where the pselus is meruba, it's easier to take the oichel, you take the oichel. In a case where the oichel is meruba, it's easier to take out the pselus, you take out the pselus. So that's true by Yom Tov, but on Shabbos that's not true. Shabbos that's an Isser Berer, and even though it's for immediate use, it's Osir. Yud Zayin B'yero Achas. So what's the chiddush of that? Afa, the Lakamon Mesif Zayin, Isa, the Lepech B'yodo Achas Mutter. We'll see when it comes to a case where a person is blowing away some of the, well, it's not really blowing, but the way they used to do it, they used to sort of like throw it, they used to. You would have ground up kernels, and they would have some chaff or whatever it is in it. You know, some of the endosperm, you know, the exosperm, which you don't want, the shell. It's all sitting together. So you to pour from one hand to the other. What's going to happen is those things are lighter; they're going to fall away. That's not what. But within one hand, if you want to like sort of throw it up into the air, and mela, it's going to lightly. So that's mutter. So also not there brera who does that. That's not how people do brera. Nobody does it with one hand. So in that situation of nipuach, so we understand that gives it a status of a shinui. It's not considered a normal derech brera. But if I'm just picking things out with my hands, it's one hand versus two, that's not a shinui. Using one hand is not considered any form in any way, shape, or form. Is that not that is not considered a shinui? They take out the whole word. The main point over here is even though it's for me to use, and even though, but since it's the bad, even though it's by hand, since it's the bad from the good, it's also. So biyodai, for immediate use, good from bad is mutter. But bad from good, not only is it not mutter, it's chayiv. So that's the point we're saying over here. Now this is true even if the oichel is meruba and it's more tircha to take out the oichel, you still have to do that. The law is you take whatever is lesser tircha. So in that situation, you need the dafka to take the psalas. The shiny mishum the simplest yom tov who could So yom tov where berer is mutter al nefesh. Let me say, you know what? Once berer is mutter, see, even though theoretically I could take the good from the bad and make it a prayer which is mutter even on Shabbos, and I have no need to, at first glance, to do berer on Yom Tov, right? You should argue, understand, because you need to do it. I need to cook. You know, I can't not, you know, I want to have fresh food. I don't have a refrigerator. The only way I can make my food fresh is by cooking it on Yom Tov. Great. I need to do that. Over here, I can just as easily do the bad from the good or good from the bad. So why should I do it in the way which is also on Shabbos, which is a malacha, because the malach is mutan yatim, when I have a way to do it, not without that. So take the good from the bad. Yeah, but over here, since the oichel is meruba, it's more tircha than oichel, there's a tircha element which is going to be memayit, my simple yamtiv, having that extra tircha, and therefore I have to take the ayit bedafk, I have to do a breira of the bad from the good. That's the chiddush over there. Okay, now now. So the Bir Loch over here wants to say a Kiddush. So in order to be Melamed Schus, what people are doing. So Dir Maskel Metoch Oichel, it's on page 280. So it's about five lines in. Towards the end of the line, there's a dot. It says, Re'isi Sefer Maamar Mordechai. Oh, you know what? Let's hold this for next week.